This summer, Paris, Berlin, Rome are likely to see American tourists once again. The European Union has agreed to relax COVID-19 travel restrictions, and it looks like the U.S. will make the cut for the safe travel list. Now, we know the EU will allow travelers who have received an approved vaccine. We don't know when the exact date restrictions will be lifted, but great news for tourists, tourism industries, the airlines, and getting them there. Seth Kaplan is here now as a transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
You know, elsewhere in the program, we're going to go to Paris. France opened up internally today, you know, lifting restrictions, but they had a COVID surge just a few weeks ago. So we also don't know what COVID's going to do, but how starved are the tourism, you know, businesses there? How much do they need U.S. travel?
There's no way to overstate the importance in general and also the importance of the timing, Robin, because this is a highly seasonal business in Europe. So, you know, if you wait until, let's say, September, you almost might as well wait until May of the following year, because if you're a tourism business over there, you make your money in June, July, August, the summer travel season. Yeah, people go at other times, but critical for them that Americans are going to have a chance to go there this summer.
Yeah. Well, briefly, we mentioned all the vaccines approved in the U.S. are going to be accepted by the EU, but they don't, you know, airlines and others run into the same problem restaurants and businesses here have. How do you know? Is it an honor system?
Well, Europe is developing a digital vaccine passport internally there. The U.S. very clearly is not going to have one of those. We have our paper CDC cards. And it seems as though we are somehow going to have to, if we want to travel to Europe, get their passport. So the details aren't yet clear, but it'll probably be something like applying for a visa, Robin, you know, where you just have to go into a system and go ahead and get those credentials to travel within Europe.
Right. So don't disregard that. And one thing else, people who want to travel to the UK were reminded, oh, yeah, the UK isn't in the EU. So what's the travel story there?
Yeah. And funny enough, the travel market between the UK and the US opened up sooner than between the UK and Europe. So you could travel from London to New York at one point here recently more easily than you could travel from London to Paris. But similar situation there, just that the details are different. You know, they have their own vaccine verification process, something that you, well, I'm saying you want to make sure of. I should make sure of because I have tickets, Robin, to go to London for a family event if all, if all goes well in July. Yeah. So, going to have to make sure to get all that
better
right
sure.
on top of the usual
better be sure. You're welcome. Meanwhile, you know, those airlines that sold you tickets have been on the rebound. They've kept it up. 1.8 million passengers went through TSA checkpoints on Sunday. That's closing the gap with the 2019 figures. So what do you see in terms of summer ticket sales?
Strong demand. In fact, when you look at consumer price inflation, Robin, just kind of the overall numbers in all the different industries, airline tickets jump out as one of the areas that's up the most compared to a year earlier. Rental cars, by the way, up more than almost anything else. There's that shortage that some folks have heard about, and so that's driving prices skyrocketing. But yeah, airline prices are up. That tells you that people are buying those tickets again, even though airlines aren't yet offering as many flights and seats as they did before the pandemic.
Right. And real quick, rehiring pilots, flight attendants, airport staff, this has got to be a boost to the labor market.
Yeah, all good news, no question. Yeah. An industry that took it harder than most and now rebounding.
Seth Kaplan here now as transportation analyst. We'll keep an eye on whether he gets into the UK. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.